the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. Where are we today?
We are in the big old windy city of Chicago.
Oh, Craigslist Corral in Chicago.
We're going to head into the connection section.
Misconductions, too.
BJ at Steamworks last Saturday night, mal for mal.
Is that a club, the Steamworks?
Steamworks is probably a gay club, I would imagine.
Well, it could be a regular club where I met a dude who blew me.
I guess.
It doesn't have to be a gay club.
You touched my ass by one of the GH rooms? What the fuck is that?
GH. I have no idea.
We made out for a bit and rubbed each other. Then went to the other GH room in private booth. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Good headroom.
And I blew you for a while and made out. I have short brown hair and brown eyes. I'd be hot to play some more. Let me know what your
hair is. That's pretty nondescript.
So he blew him and didn't finish?
It seems like 80% of dudes have brown hair.
So you blew a guy and you didn't let him finish? That sounds like bullshit.
I was priming the pump. It was some prep work for later. I don't want to give it away now.
There was no later, though.
I was hoping there was going to be. That was a thing.
I'm just saying, if you're going to blow a guy, you better let him complete.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like it's so easy for gay guys, you know, just to hook up. If you want to, listen, you want to hook up, you can hook up. For straight guys, not as easy.
Well, it depends how what your personality is.
Yeah, true.
Circle Tattoo, Tasty Freeze, Woman for Male, Tasty Freeze.
What the fuck is that?
It's an ice cream place. You were jogging by all sweaty and cute. Your big circle tattoo caught my eye. You complimented my Danskos and... What the fuck is Danskos? These Chicagoans, I don't know what the fuck's going on with them.
I thought you were saying dance skills, but in a weird way.
Danskos.
I have no fucking idea what that is.
Well, you can Google it, I guess.
I'm not, though.
You complimented my Danskos, and you mentioned you have Danskos, too. We are meant for each other. My friend, who was eating ice cream cone, had all over her face pointed out your nice ass as you walked away.
No, hey, you got a nice ass.
I think I agree. Can I see you again sometime, just to be sure? Holla at me.
Yes, I'll holla. Thank you. Thanks.
I don't know what Danskos are. It's probably a shoe or something, but you know.
I was thinking that. It's some kind of apparel.
But, does she really think that this guy, sweaty guy, is going to... I mean, if he's like exercising and stuff, he's probably not looking, you know, trolling Craigslist. I don't know.
I mean, look, if he's a decent looking guy, he's not looking to get laid on Craigslist. And if you are on Craigslist as a woman trying to hook up with some dude you just met randomly, obviously you're a fucking monster. So, I mean, good
luck. Not necessarily.
Yeah, necessarily.
Well, he talked to her. You think if she was a monster, he would talk to her?
Do you think a non-monster? You think some hot-ass chick is going to go on Craigslist on the Miss Connections looking for some dude?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably not.
It could be a crazy girl. Here is a, this seems to be a common one, hot Starbucks cashier. I think we had one of these a couple weeks ago. This one, though, is for male. In the Linkin Park area.
From the band? They could do better than that. Come on, they're fucking famous.
There's a Linkin Park in every town. That's why they named themselves Linkin Park. To the extremely attractive Starbucks cashier in Linkin Park. I came in around 7:45 a.m. and you took care of me.
Like, blew him?
You were extremely attractive with a killer smile. I was going to leave my number, but wasn't sure if that would get you in trouble. I am brown, wear glasses,
and order a drink. Does he mean he's a black dude? He's brown?
I think so.
That's a weird way to describe yourself.
You know, I like it.
Wouldn't you say you're
literal? It's literal, Mark. He's not black. He's brown. That's what he is.
Yeah. Oh, fine. You want to be literal? What shade of brown? There's not just one. Like, well, how do I know? How do I know who you are?
Specify. We made eye contact a few times. If you see this.
Yeah, when I was paying my fucking bill.
Let me know what I ordered and what size. Like, you would remember that. You know how many orders that guy's giving out in a day?
Ooh, the double latte venti. I remember
you. So I know it's you. You also have a tat that can't be missed. Let me know what it is.
Fucking triangle on my forehead.
Tattoo makes sense. What my drink order was, probably not going to remember.
Yeah. I mean, with the shot of raspberry.
People are basically on you know, on autopilot when they're working.
That is true.
I saw you 3 Tuesdays ago after over 2 years, a confession, male from woman, Chicago Blue Line stop.
At confession? So this is a priest?
A confession.
Oh.
I'm surprised that it took this long. I was positive that we'd run into each other. I'd see you long before 3 Tuesdays ago at 6:45 p.m. It's really specific.
Aren't you surprised that you don't see more exes around? Don't you think, I mean, look, you dated somebody for a long time or even a short time, and then years go by, and very rarely do you see
one. I was at the fair, I saw one.
Really?
And I do the thing where I make sure not to make eye contact. Like, probably she saw me, but I decided
let's decide we don't see each other and keep on going.
Because I, you know, it was one of those things back in my, I'll have sex with you, but I don't want a date period, so...
I'm curious as to who you saw.
She was kind of... Well, I'll tell you later. Okay. She probably... I don't think she was happy because years later, I decided maybe I would date her. So I'd be like, hey...
Hey, how are you doing? Because in my head, I'm like... fuck some more?
But no, in my head, I was like, maybe you're not so bad. But she went apart.
Are you coloring it now? You know, because maybe back then you just thought you could fuck her again.
This was a few years after.
And now you're trying to sound like the nice guy. Oh, maybe I don't
know. Whatever. Point is, I wasn't going to say hi to her, and you know, whatever.
Yeah, what's the point? You got to, if you were single, then you'd say, oh, hey. Plus
she was with her parents, I think, too.
What, was she 9?
I don't think so. Where was I?
I don't know.
But that's rare. You would think you'd see him more often.
Yeah, I know. Like, not that I have a lot of exes, but I don't see people.
They all live in Texas. That's a song.
Yeah, that's why I don't see them, I guess. That's where they all moved.
As it happened... Well, here it goes. Of course, I had imagined it differently. I imagined a face-to-face encounter where sometimes I would tell you how deeply sorry I was.
I imagined a face-to-face encounter, but it was only an ass-to-mouth.
Other times, tears would simply come as they sometimes... So your ex comes up, you're just crying.
Oh, my God. I've missed you so much.
No, he's
not
even saying words.
I love you.
He's just crying, reaching out.
Okay. I'll see you later.
As it happened, we were evidently both on the same train, O'Hare-bound. Should have gone to O'Hare's. And both
fucking knows that commercial.
And both got off at Chicago. You probably boarded on at Monroe and in a middle car, as used to be your habit.
Oh, you think there's going to be any ads about hot dogs? Don't they have good hot dogs in Chicago?
Well, they have the Chicago style. It's got a lot of shit on it.
Yeah.
And the deep dish pizza.
I know.
We were in Chicago once, but we didn't actually go into Chicago.
We were just in the airport, right?
Yeah, which doesn't really count.
Yeah. I'd like to go. I'd like to see how deep are those dishes.
Pretty deep. You have to eat with a fork and knife, Mark.
I'm curious, man. I'd like to give it a try.
Well, I was in front of the train, so you were closer to the exit staircase and ahead of me. You were wearing mustard-colored cardigan.
Or maybe you're just a super messy eater.
Could be. And I saw you as you were turning the corner to go up the stairs, briefly from the side, and then from the back. One thing that surprised me was that I recognized you so immediately, like a spinal cord kind of reflex recognition.
You're surprised that you fucking recognize somebody? Well, yeah, you fucking know people when you see them, yeah.
Doesn't it, when you really think about it, all the people you've known in your life and you still recognize every single one of them, it's kind of weird.
It's a fucking memory.
I know, but it's weird that you can remember each face.
There were
although sometimes you're like, where did that person look so familiar?
That's the people you don't really know that well. That, you do know the face, but you didn't really have a lot of contact with them.
What if it was somebody in your class?
Yeah, it's listen, I had, I knew of them, I seen them a lot, but we didn't really know each other. So now you see them out, I'm like, do I know that person? They look super familiar. Who are they?
You don't think you'd ever deal with, someone you slept with? I mean, there's people who slept with so many people that they just forget.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in that situation where you're just, you're a real fucker, and you're out, and every weekend, you're just banging somebody random, your numbers are in the fucking hundreds, I'm sure you go place them, I think I'm going to fuck that chick. I don't know. Huh. Maybe. Oh, well.
As it happened... Oh, we already talked about this. One thing that's... Oh, we already talked about that, too.
You need to use your finger. Is that it? You need to read with your finger and leave it in that spot?
Oh, yeah. A few times, or maybe more, I thought I'd seen you and had to take a little closer look at the person. Now I realize how silly that was. Seeing you yesterday, I froze, even though it took me a moment to figure out why. Remember we used to see an ex, we thought we'd always see an ex of mine at the store, is that her?
Yeah.
We'd go by the aisle 6 times.
It's just a lot of people that kind of look like
her.
Yeah,
she's a certain type, short, blonde hair girl.
Yeah, and we'd be like, I think that's her. Like, I don't know, maybe. And then when you get like a really close look, like, that's some fucking old lady. It's not even close to her.
She fell apart.
But kind of like out of the corner of your eye. Like, oh, you know, the first girl that I ever had sex with, I would see her, I've seen her around a couple times. Although, one of the times, I'm not sure if it was her or not.
Didn't she turn into like a monster? Oh,
my, literally, a Frankenstein monster, yes. But she looks...
Frankenstein's hot compared to what she looks like.
Yeah, now. She looks like shit. So she looks fucking horrible. The one time I knew it was her, definitely, because she was sitting next to her mom at a KFC, and I recognized her mom, too, who was a fucking bitch, by the way. But the, like,
oh, how many kids does she have now?
One that I know of, and she was with that kid. I assume that was her kid. Kind of made sense, like, age-wise. Because she got knocked up after, by the next guy that she was with after me. Yeah. So by now, that kid would be fucking, like, in his 20s. Yeah, he'd be pretty old. So, she looks fucking horrible.
Say, you know, you ever think about that? Like, if you had a kid at 14, you probably wouldn't have been the father figure.
Yeah, like, being 14, you don't know how to be a fucking father.
You don't want to be a father when you're 30.
You fly by the seat of your pants because no one teaches you how to be a parent. You just kind of have to, it's like, all right, you're thrown in and you just got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Avoid that sort of thing.
Try doing it when you're 14. You're probably not going to do a great job.
Yeah.
And now.
Chances are a lot of guys don't know their kids that they have when they're 14.
Not really, yeah.
They just kind of like, you know, that's just it.
Oh my, imagine you have a kid when you're 14 and now you're like 38. You still consider yourself a young guy. Meanwhile, your kid, it's like almost a contemporary of yours.
Yeah, he's 20.
I'm not doing the math.
24.
That's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're almost like the same age. We're into the same things. Yeah. We might date the same women.
It's like Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, exactly. But not as hot.
You seem in a bit of a hurry, by the way.
Well, listen, I talk fast sometimes.
You're going to meet someone, or have you moved? Or are you going to... This guy, I don't even read this whole thing, because it just goes on and on.
I'm fucking rambling.
And it's a waste of time. I know he's letting it out or whatever, but Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Listen,
it's over. She saw you.
I know. What's fucking done is done, man. Everyone moves on. And everything in life. I know at the time it seems so fucking important. We had this awesome relationship. But when it's done, it's fucking done. And everyone moves on. It's that way with everything in life. With jobs, you know. Oh, you're super important at your work. But guess what? As soon as you're gone, you're replaced. Everyone quickly forgets about you, and you know what? Life goes on, dude. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Next.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find, okay, here we go.
Take your time about it.
I miss you, M, male for woman. I honestly don't know if I can keep up with this anymore. My heart can only take so much. Don't know if I have the courage to tell you, but I love you.
Can't keep up with what?
That's all that said. Mm-hmm. Then... R.E., I miss you, M.
Oh, response. Go fuck yourself, M.
I miss you, too. Just freaking message me and ask if I want to hang out. I want to see you. I love you.
You know that's a fucking lie. That's some dude screwing with that guy.
Next, another one. You're stupid, M.K.E. Then why is he with me? Hon, just a thought for you, M. Sorry for you.
This is obviously... Leave that poor bastard alone. That lonely son of a bitch.
You email I love you more. Prove it. Drive over and tell me. I'm home alone.
I'm the kid from Home Alone, alright? It's me, Macaulay Culkin. Prove it.
And that's where, unfortunately, the saga ends for
Yeah,
us.
That's just bullshit. There's so many sad, lonely people out there. Leave them alone. I know they're easy targets. It seems like it's a lot of fun to fuck with them, but come on. Just give them a fucking break.
Yeah. Here's one for you. Jay, how's your little guy doing?
Is that right?
Male for woman.
Talking about my penis, right?
Roy Children's Hospital. Hi, Jen. I know it's been a while, but just wanted to take a shot in the dark and reach out in the off chance you came across this. Hope your little one is doing better.
Because I know you love trolling Craigslist for cock.
Thanks again for listening and sharing, 21st Floor Dad. So he was in the pediatrics... floor of his hospital, and he met another mom whose kid was also sick, and they happened to chat because they were fucking stuck in the same floor for days at a time, and she was just making small talk, but in his head, ooh, I got a chance.
Wow, he's a dude.
He was a pussy, so he didn't even ask her out, Because obviously it would be inappropriate to ask someone out whose kid's fucking dying in the hospital.
A little bit. Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know if he's dying. And so you go to you can take a fucking chance on Craigslist, which is a waste of fucking time.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm going to say stay away from those fucking moms and focus on the nurses. Fucking go to the hospital. There's a shitload of really hot nurses. They're everywhere, man. You focus on that.
And finally, here's an idiot writing a post. Stacy from Uptown, your secret post. Male for woman, Uptown. You had a post reading your secret. Your boyfriend is out of town and you wanted to hook up. Your post got flagged. Send me an email here with a description of the first picture that I had sent you and how old I am and you. Dude! It got flagged because it was a fucking fake.
I know.
And this guy's all fucking pissed because he's
like, "Oh my god, I was gonna
that
fuck
was the one.
I
was that, gonna, that girl fuck. Was the one. She was the one. I saw her fake picture that she
I
got
was gonna
from Google,
fuck that chick,
and she was hot, and I was gonna fuck her. So I sent her my picture, and now you assholes had to flag it because she was really a hooker or maybe just a dude trying to fucking fuck with guys.
No, yeah, it was just somebody fucking with somebody.
And now I can't find you, and I don't know what to do.
I mean, you are aware that everything. I mean, what is it like? With the personals on Craigslist, what do you think it is, like 90% fake?
Yeah. Well, the dudes are real.
Well, there's a higher number of guys who are just fucking pathetic.
Dudes got,
shit.
If a dude is, if trying to get sex is like getting fish, if you're fishing, dudes have like 30 poles in the water. Like, they're not thinking, like, I'm going to get an answer. You're just like, whatever, I'm on here, I'm on this thing, I'm on that thing, I'm... You know, I got the fucking notice up at the supermarket,
I mean,
the bulletin board.
Unfortunately, though, that fucking lake they're in is dead. There are no fish there. They have no idea, though. It doesn't stop them from trying. Now, on the other hand, if a chick's trying to fish...
She only needs one pole.
She doesn't have a fucking pole. She has a giant-ass net. She just scoops that shit in.
She's like Ernie used to be. Just like he just stood in his boat, and they all just jumped in.
Well, Ernie?
Of Bert and Ernie.
Oh, okay.
He'd say, "Here, fishy, fishy, fishy," and they'd all jump in the boat. And
hey,
Bert,
"Hey, Bert."
Bert, like, "What are you doing, Ernie? That's not going to work." He's like, "Yes, it will, Bert. Watch this. Here, fishy, fishy, fishy." And like, plump, plump, jumps
Ernie,
the boat.
Ernie, you motherfucker.
We throw him back. We don't eat our fish.
Really?
Hey, Bert.
You know what? I don't get... I mean, I've never fished in my life, and I don't want to, because it seems super fucking boring.
You don't think that would be a good bonding experience with your son, to go fishing? Go out to a lake, toss the pole in?
Is that a euphemism for something?
Didn't your father ever take you fishing?
No, what did I just fucking say? I never fished in my life.
My God, you...
I mean, yeah, I'd like to go out to a lake and hang out. Let's I don't want to fucking fish.
But that's a list of other bullshit things you've never done.
But it just seems so fucking boring, like... But, okay, so...
It's actually fun.
Fine.
It's relaxing, and it's kind of exciting when you get that fish. The worst part is, though, taking the fish off the hook.
Okay, let's say...
Some of them are spiny.
Yeah. You go fishing, blah, blah, blah. The people who throw it back. Like, what's the fucking point, then?
Because what are you going to... Dude, it's a lot of work to clean the fish. You're just doing it for fun, for sport. It's... Big fishes, it's a lot of... It's like a good pro... You know, it's sometimes it takes 10, 15 minutes or more. Like a marlin will take, like, 2 hours to get in.
Marlin wins?
And not Marlin, Marlin. And
sounds like you're saying the same thing.
I know. Right. But you know, it's fun. You just fish. Like, it was always cool. I used to go with my father and his buddy. We'd just be sitting in the boat. You know, you'd sit there all day. They drink beers. I'd have my Pepsi. And you know, you shoot the shit.
It doesn't sound safe. You're a child being driven around in a boat by two drunken men.
They weren't drunk.
But all they did was sat. They fucking sat there all day drinking beer.
They
but they
paced
weren't,
themselves,
they weren't
all
drunk.
Right. You're actually not allowed to do that anymore. They're a little more strict than BWIs.
Big beautiful women.
No, boating while intoxicated. Anyways, if you're intoxicated, go to HotShotWizKids.com.
Yeah, I mean, listen to us drunk. I don't know if we'll be any funnier, but it's worth a shot.
Where you can win a fishing trip with Mark.
That's actually not true. We don't offer anything.
We should raffle.
Disclaimer.
Days with us.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I wouldn't do that because no one would submit anything and I'd feel horrible about myself.
All right.
So that's why we don't do things. HotShotWizKids.com,
all expenses,
Facebook.
All expenses paid trip to Mark's cock.
No, because what if you live really fucking far? I'm not paying for that.
It's worth it.
It's not. It's not. Believe
Imagine
me.
Imagine the anticipation as you wait for that plane to land.
No, they're the ones who are going to have the anticipation, knowing my cock's on the other end waiting for them.
True.
Oh my god, they're gonna be rubbing their hands together, licking their chops.
All right.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
In the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw. Brother, what a fight the people saw. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old east side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry.